We're going to go a different route with the decision of records. So on an application that you make a motion to approve, like tonight, that you're considering that it meets all the criteria you need it to meet in our current guidance code, and, you know, there's not specific things that you have to pull out like you do in a denial. But in a motion, in a motion to deny an application, and we get a second, we need a lot of open discussion of the reasons before we vote and what my feelings are. We do that a little, but we're going to have to really open it up. And here's why. So you're going to make a motion to deny, second vote, and it fails. Now, before we move on, we're going to discuss the decision of record. These are the items you want the planning administrator put in. These are our reasons. We're going to generate that, read it back. This is the decision of record. We denied it because of A, B, C. And that's, you know, we're going to make a motion that this is our decision of record, second, and you're going to vote on that decision of record, and that's what would go to the Board of Adjustment if there's an appeal. And this will be what's presented to the applicant as the reasons that they were denied. Make sense? So just one more step, but I won't generate that decision of record anymore because pretty much I go, we listen and we listen and we listen again, and we've had some hiccups with that, and that's where we generate that decision of record, but you guys will actually approve what I give them. So that's all I have. Commissioner Wyatt, you got any other questions? Okay. Friday, first public hearing at Cedar Creek. And we gave you a new schedule to look at. Please let me know if you can't make one of those meetings so I can figure out what we need to do.
Entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Got a second? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.